So, I guess for starters, could you just briefly give a summary of what Just City is about for listeners who maybe don't know about it?
So it's about the affordable housing crisis told through the lens of my experience growing up in subsidized cooperative housing on the Upper West Side.
Okay, and what was kind of your motivation for writing Just City?
There were a lot of motivations. I think one of them was the big motivation was that I just had always been very fascinated by the apartment. It's sort of a semi-socialist building. You get an apartment according to the size of your family. So there were my sister and I. So my parents had two kids, so we got a three-bedroom apartment, and we paid maintenance according to our family income. So I always thought that that was really fascinating. Another one was that I've moved around the world a lot and never experienced the same kind of integrated housing that I grew up in.
Affordable housing is a key part of the book. Why is kind of telling a story based on affordable housing when, as you say, housing was a right? Why is it important to tell that story now when there's kind of a housing crisis going on in New York City?
Because there was really a belief in the post-war era that housing was a human right, and the government built housing en masse for working class and middle income people. There was the 1949 Housing Act, which was passed, that it was a flawed act, but it was really designed to build housing for people after World War II. The bulk of Just City takes place in New York City, which has built more affordable housing, more public housing than any other city in the country. So I wanted to write about a period when housing really was seen as a human right because it's so different today. Homelessness is at crisis levels, it's at depression levels, and it's affordable housing is harder and harder for people to find. And so I wanted to talk about the kind of building I grew up in so that it could be a model, possibly, for more housing to be built today that is like the kind that I grew up in.
This book recounts your life growing up on the Upper West Side, but also it touches on your life after and moving away from not only the Upper West Side, but New York. What was kind of the importance of including your adult perspective on your childhood?
Because I didn't realize, growing up at the time, I didn't realize how unique it was. In fact, I was a little bit ashamed of it. I had gone to public school and grew up, had lived in subsidized housing, and that seemed completely normal. But then I transferred to private school. As a little kid, it was just normal to be living in subsidized housing and going to public school. And then in private school, I felt ashamed of it because suddenly I met all these really rich, rich people who grew up in these incredible apartments. And as an adult, I realized that the value of it. So I felt like I had to show that progression.
What do you hope people take away from this book?
Well, I think that public housing and middle income housing, I mean, there's two different things. There's public housing, which is NYCHA housing in New York City, and that's for the for working class people. And then there's Mitchell-AMA housing, which is geared towards moderate and middle income housing. And we could just call that, and as an umbrella name, public housing. It really gets a bad rap in New York and in the country as a whole. One thing that I would really like people to come away with from reading after reading my book is that it shouldn't have a bad rap. It was a really great experience growing up in a sort of a communal, integrated environment where people actually, knew their neighbors and thought about each other, helped each other, and could afford to live decently. And it's really not that public housing is in and of itself a bad thing. What it is that it's been deprived of funding. And so I want people to understand that it was a positive experience, and that it should be emulated, and it should be funded, and more of it should be built.